Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
If you follow the high-octane, adrenaline-pumping world of motorsport, you probably would have seen this guy and his V8 on the Saturday sports shows. Andrew Fishtail Fisher drives his Jesus All About Life ute in V8 Supercar Series events right across Australia. 1 million people see him race live every year. Another 30 million people worldwide would have watched the races on the TV. Some say he drives for Jesus. Some say he drives like the devil. How do you feel about that statement?
That's a great statement. I actually haven't heard that one, but yeah, I like it. Yeah, no, I think sometimes in the Ute series particularly, you have to drive that way. It's a fairly robust series. Lots of door banging and panel bashing going on, and yeah, that's part of the fun of the series. It's one of the reasons why we went into the series, because we knew that taking the brand of Jesus into a racing series, the most diametrically opposed to the Christian faith would be the V8 Ute series, you know, because you've got the calendar girls and you've got the beer companies and you've got the whole essence of the Aussie bloke, you know, in racing Utes, and all of a sudden here's this Ute that turns up with Jesus written on the side of it.
Well, welcome to Open House. It's good to talk to you. It's been really interesting that you've jumped into this whole area with this car emblazoned with Jesus on the side. But we've got to go back a few steps and just say, you know, how did you even get into motor racing? It's every boy's dream. Even the library dwelling nerdy types always would love to jump into a car and race around at those kinds of speeds.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty lucky, aren't I? Living out a childhood dream. Look, I've always loved cars and had a passion for cars from a young age, and basically I had a couple of mates that also were the same, and they gave me a phone call one day and just said, hey, look, there's a 500 kilometer endurance race coming up. It was three drivers, it was $10,000, so it was $3,000 each to put in. You got 228 laps between you over 3 days, so for 3 days worth of value doing that, it seemed like pretty good value to me. So I said, yep, I'd do it. So
whose car did you use? I mean, did you already have a car?
No, they provided the car as part of that value as well. So we basically had to go get our CAMS license, which is your racing license, and so we went and did that. Got our CAMS license, turned up on the Friday to down to Wakefield Park down near Goulburn, and found out that racing cars was a lot more difficult than what we thought they were. I think there was 15 cars on the grid that weekend, and we were placed number 14 out of 15 in our first practice and qualifying.
So from there you got the bug.
Did get the bug.
And you invested in your own car at some stage.
Yeah, well, I joined the one make series. For me, one make racing was the way to go, because it meant that you didn't have to spend as much money on the car.
So what is that?
Well, that means that everyone drives the same car, basically. Okay. So the series is like, there's an MG
here.
Series.
See, ignoramus here.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
I watch Top Gear, but I don't understand most of it.
Yeah, that's right. So so we basically all have the same car. So I joined the Daewoo series, which was my first race car, which is the pizza delivery van of choice. that was a funny series to be involved in. We put 18 blokes in the same car, and you're going to get action. So we went to the MGs after that, and then moved into the Lotus Championship, and they're a great car, and had a lot of fun in the championship. Ended up coming third in that championship in 2005 as we started to get our head around racing. Racing's a really technical sport, and a lot of people don't understand that. We all sort of think, well, what's a car got? It's got a steering wheel, it's got an accelerator, got a brake, got a gearbox, and you know, takes us from point A to point B. As with most sports, once you actually get into it, it's actually really technical. And
okay, so you're coming into a hairpin bend or whatever. What kind of things do you have to think of as a race driver as to how you negotiate that well?
Sure, yeah, good question. And yeah, probably the easiest, simplest example to give you is that when I go into that hairpin, I actually brake all the way into the middle of that hairpin, which convention says you never ever brake, you know, when you're turning a corner. We all on the roads, we actually brake, slow the car down, and then turn the corner and then go back on the accelerator. But for us, because we're taking so much speed through a corner, we're often actually on the brake all the way through to what we call the apex, which is the center part of a corner. And the reason for that is we're trying to get weight over the front of the car, because if you can get weight over the front of the car, you get better steering, you get better turning, better grip at the front end of a car. And so they're the sort of things that you sort of learn as you get into racing.
So you then make your debut into the V8 supercar.
Sure. Series.
And that didn't go as well as you'd planned with a crash at Bathurst, which resulted in what? How much dollars worth of damage to the car?
Yeah, look, we launched the car, and some say literally, at the Bathurst, and a lot of people have seen the footage. And yeah, look, we'd actually had a really good weekend up until that stage. We qualified 23 out of 35. We came 16th in our first race. Yep. We were sitting in around about 12th when the accident happened, and came over the top of the mountain, and unfortunately Jeff Emery had a bit of an off and chose to come across the circuit at that point.
You can see the video on your website, and you can see very, very clearly that it really wasn't
The commentators were very kind, actually, and they actually trailed the end of the footage off with, you know, that Andrew Fisher had nowhere to go and nothing I could do, and they were right. But that cost us $65,000. That was pretty devastating.
So what are the costs then to running this kind of sport? For the car, the petrol, the tyres.
To run the actual V8 Ute, you've got to first of all own a franchise and the car, and that costs us $150,000 to buy that. And then to actually run the Ute in the actual series costs around about $180,000 for the year. And that's what we call quite inexpensive racing, which is, that's right. Just pick yourself back up off the chair out there. Mm-hmm. The supercar, to race a supercar, we don't own the supercar. We basically just lease that. To race a supercar in the Fujitsu series, now remember that's only the second tier series, costs around about between $350,000, which is our end of the budget, which is quite low, up to even as high as $900,000 some guys are spending in the Fujitsu series, the second tier series. When you get into the main game, those guys are spending around about $5 million to $7.5 million per car, to run the championship.
Andrew Fishtail Fisher is with us, V8 supercar motor sportsman, and his Jesus All About Life car you may well have seen on the TV, theopenhouse.net.au if you want to catch the interview again on the podcast. So, the decision to throw and emblazon this car with Jesus All About Life right on the side, right on the bonnet, for so many people to see, and so many of your fellow motorsports colleagues then to certainly know where you're coming from. There's a story behind that.
Yeah, there certainly is, and you can blame my wife for that one, actually. I came home from a men's conference, the Katoomba Men's Conference up in Katoomba in New South Wales, and I came home challenged about my faith, living out my faithfulness, I guess, in a lot of ways, and so I spoke to my wife. The idea was for me just to put the fish on the back of the car or the John 316, and she said, why don't you put the Jesus All About Life down the side of the car? And
which we should actually add, for those who haven't heard about that, that's a campaign. It's a TV campaign, an integrated campaign that's already run in the ACT, in South Australia, in Tasmania. It's going to be running in Sydney and where else is it?
Yeah, it runs in Western Australia.
And
this
WA
year
this year, yeah.
And so, we'd been involved with the building of the ads that they use. Our family had contributed financially to that, so we knew the program pretty well. And so so her saying that to me was like the equivalent of saying, well, why don't you just go and write freak on your forehead and walk back into your racing community. And so you go forward with trepidation when you sort of think about that, because people knew I was a Christian. There was no doubt that, I was known as, one of the nice guys in motorsports. We'd lend people things that most people wouldn't lend, like a guy blew a motor up and we just lent him a motor. Now that's unheard of in motor racing as far as that's concerned. But to walk back in with with Jesus written all over your car was a big step forward in that regard.
Well, how did people respond, particularly the motor racing fraternity?
Look, it's one of those things where the person or the name of Jesus, it really does divide. And you had people that thought, wow, that's really interesting. If that's your faith, good on you for being bold enough to do that and to put it on. Good on you. And then you had the people obviously that thought that you're a complete wacko, crazy guy. It's freak and certainly stayed well clear of you in particularly the initial stages as they went along. The interesting thing is everybody watches us, and that's the lesson learned.
Well, I wanted to raise that. I once heard about somebody who put, you're talking about, the Christian fish symbol, you're going to put that on your car perhaps. I heard somebody who actually decided to put one of those on their bumper bar simply to keep themselves accountable as a driver, so that they couldn't, run a red light, speed, cut in on anybody, swear at anybody, because they knew that, they're publicly a Christian,
Sure.
Now, you've got Jesus All About Life blazoned across your car. How does that change your driving style?
Yeah, it does have a slight impact on it. There's no doubt about it. But then we're
could
also
there
to...
Could you be losing races because of that sign?
Yeah, you sort of look at it and you think, well, we're there as a professional race team. I mean, that's that's what we do. The guys expect us to race hard and to win. They know that's what we're there for. In some ways, I think it would be worse for our brand if we didn't. There was an expectation that they'd be tripping over us at the back of the circuit. Few people thought we'd have the bowler's cap on the back of the parcel shelf, and that sort of stuff. Quite a few comments were made about that. We've been very competitive. Obviously, we came fourth in the championship. We won the Rookie of the Year. Yeah. And that's done a lot for the actual, ministry, because people take us serious. But to simply go out there and deliberately take people out, which some guys do, that would actually speak greatly against the integrity of us as people. And so there is an issue there where you've got to have integrity. And so, there's a process called bump and run, where when you're going through a corner, you can touch the back of somebody's quarter panel of someone's car, push them offline, and then go up the inside of them through to the next corner. We don't engage in that. Now, I've had that happen to me numerous times in the series, but that's just, one of those things where that's where we draw the line, or where I draw the line as a driver. I won't deliberately go and do something to someone, to take them out, to take the position away from them.
Well, this whole involvement that you have in motor racing and in, the Jesus All About Life car that you're driving has opened up a whole realm of other opportunities for you to not just, promote the whole campaign Jesus All About Life, but also your Christian faith. You're going into schools, 50,000 kids or something you're speaking to every year now?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to, we basically do about 50,000 to 60,000 students this year across Australia, all over Australia. We'll do 120 events this year. Just really promoting different subjects. What we do is the Jesus Racing team really has just created a leverage point for us to be able to walk into environments that otherwise Christians really don't have access to. We were at a remand center earlier this week. What a great opportunity to go in and talk to the young guys there about the sport of motor racing, but also about being a Christian and about making courageous decisions, because that's what we go and talk about, making good decisions. It's actually, instead of making reflex decisions, make a courageous decision, which is a decision that you've actually thought through the consequences of. The challenge we leave them with is to obviously take one of our Jesus Racing Gospels, which we've got from the Bible Society, provide those for us, and we say, have the courage to read this for yourself and consider what it says, and if you're challenged by it, we'll do something about it.
So you're currently sitting on 7th on the supercar scoreboard?
On the Ute, yeah, that's on the V8 Ute, yep. Okay. We haven't launched the supercar this year yet. We don't do that till Townsville, but in the Ute series we came 7th in the first round.
Okay. What's the goal?
The goal this year is to win. We've got a good team around us. We've prepared the car well. We really are, we've got good pace. There's a bit of issue around the parity between the Holdens and the Fords at the moment, which is always, one of the arguments. It's the same thing in supercars. People are sort of saying the Fords have got an advantage at the moment in the main game. We feel the Holdens have got a bit of an advantage in the power stakes at the moment. So there's 16, the Ute series, there's 16 Holdens and there's 16 Fords, and we're in a Ford. And at the moment, the Holdens are a little bit more, have a bit more of advantage than what we've got. They've got more power and that sort of stuff, and so they try to create a parity between the two, so there's an evenness in the series. And so as long as they get that right, there's no reason why we can't certainly be in the top three or potentially win the actual series.
Okay, well, all the best with that. Now, finally, in some of the promo shots of the vehicles that you have been driving, sometimes the number plate reads SIN.
You picked that one up, did you? Yeah, SIN, that's one of the sponsors of the series. It's a oil by Penrite. They're actually no longer part of the sponsorship of the series. They pulled out, but they walked up to me and sort of apologized for it, and said, "Oh, look, we're so sorry. Do you want to change your front number plate to Penrite? We'll let you take the word SIN off the front." And I turned around and said to them, I said, "Well, look, the one thing I can assure you is we've all got SIN inside us. So, I think it's a great thing to have on the front of the car." And I've had the number of Christians that have come up to me and say, "Oh, I don't like that SIN number plate." It's like, come on, let's get real out there and have a bit of a laugh at ourselves at time. Yeah, we've got to enjoy it, and I enjoy that.
There's a tiny little word called SIN at the front, and there's a giant big word called Jesus on the side.
Hey, absolutely,
Andrew.
Yeah.
It's been good to talk to you.
It's been great to be here.
Andrew Fishtail Fisher, who is a supercar V8 motor racer. You'll find more about his work, and it's pretty fascinating work, isn't it? JesusRacing.com.au is his website. JesusRacing.com.au.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.